The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a game played at the Honda Center in Anaheim in front of a sellout crowd of 17,174 fans. Final score, the Anaheim Ducks 3 and the San Jose Sharks 1. The first period was a back-and-forth affair between the clubs, with both teams getting chances. Anaheim starting to take over a little bit near the end. They outshot the Sharks 13-10. Good goaltending on both sides from Mackenzie Blackwood in his 200th career game tonight and from Lukasz Dostal for the Anaheim Ducks. No score at the end of one. But in the second period, Anaheim would take the 1-0 lead as Will Smith took a tripping call at 6:29 of the second, putting Anaheim on the power play for the fourth time at that point. Troy Terry would score his 99th career goal with a nifty play, his fourth of the season from Lacombe and Gauthier. Terry extended his point-scoring streak to 5 straight games. He has 4 goals in that span. And so Anaheim would take the 1-0 lead. But then early in the third, it would be Brian Dumoulin taking a 2-minute hooking penalty at 3:52 that would put the Sharks on the Cache Creek Casino Resort power play. And Mikael Granlund, oh so efficient in all 3 zones and in all positions and in all situations, would be the guy that would make the play that would get the Sharks even. Granlund crisscrosses with Thompson, backhands to the right half boards, but takes a pass back from the man there, Eklund, and Granlund shoots and scores! Sharks had 2 men in front of a net. And San Jose has tied this game with a power play goal that they desperately needed. Great goal by Granlund. He got credit for it. They initially gave it to the center that was in front. That was Alex Wenberg, but he was just causing problems. And, in fact, Lukasz Dostal got distracted by him, gave him a little push. That put him out of position just as the shot was coming in from Granlund. And it went off the defenseman Lacombe and into the net. So Granlund gets his first goal of the season. Eklund and Jack Thompson assisted. It was the first NHL point for Jack Thompson, who had a very strong game.
He really did, and I think that what does he do well? Well, he defends extremely well. He's hard on pucks, makes hard plays, is calm under pressure, understands in the offensive zone how to create space, time and space for himself, and gets his shots through. So a lot of positives to come out of, and Thompson, game to game. I mean, now I've seen him play 2 games. This is a young guy who really has shown that he can contribute on the back end.
And, in fact, as the game went on, he was paired up with Henry Thrun, and both those young kids had really strong games tonight. But in the third period, Doug Huda separated them. He had enough trust that he wanted one to go with Wallman and, the other one to go with CeCe. Henry Thrun played with CeCe, and Thompson played with Wallman, and they didn't look out of place at all.
Well, this is a huge compliment to their development and the trust that the coaching staff has in them. And so look for them to continue to take strides, and that's a massive step forward for them in their development.
So it was 1-1 at that point, but unfortunately right after that, Will Smith took another tough penalty for tripping at 5:05. That power play lasted 25 seconds before Leo Carlson made a brilliant move and got his third goal. Gauthier and McTavish got the assists on the play, and so it was 2-1 Anaheim, and that would prove to be the game-winning goal. And so Anaheim's power play moves it out. They've already scored 1 power play goal this season. It happened tonight. It's Troy Terry who has it, crosses the line. Great pass back, McTavish. Now near side, Gauthier, the shot, save, rebound, score! Leo Carlson in front of the net, fighting Cody Ceci for position. And that puck got knocked in. Cutter Gauthier getting that shot to the net. And Blackwood just couldn't hold on to it. But Leo Carlson will make it 2-1 Anaheim with their second power play goal of the night. The Sharks would push really hard in the third. But at 18:09 of the final frame, with Mackenzie Blackwood inside the Sharks bench for the extra attacker, Alex Killorn won the puck and scored his first goal of the season with a long feed unassisted into the empty net, and that wound up all of the scoring. Net is empty to our right. Blackwood's on the bench. Wenberg takes the draw, loses the draw. Gudas carries behind his net. He's checked by Zetterlund. Can't clear. Will Smith is out there. Sends the puck across the rink. Down low to Toffoli. He goes to the backhand in front. It's in the slot. It's poked at by Anaheim, and it's out of the zone. So close for San Jose on that play.
A heck of a play by Will Smith under a ton of duress. Does a good job of putting that puck in over the corner. Sharks get that puck back quickly.
And here comes Smith down the right wing side. Got the zone entry. Lost it on the check to Lundestrom. Anaheim shoots and they score. Well, Alex Killorn right there, side of the zone. After Will Smith got stripped of the puck. Empty netter. 3-1 Anaheim. Another disappointing finish for the Sharks with a lot of good things going on in this game. But then again, it's not over yet. There's still a minute 51 to go, but that empty netter makes it 3-1 Anaheim. And for Alex Killorn, that'll be number one on the year. Shots on goal in the game, 41-28 in favor of Anaheim. And I would be remiss if I did not comment on the goaltending of Mackenzie Blackwood. He made several spectacular saves. One on Brock McGinn, like 2 feet in front of the net. Another one on, or two actually, on Frank Vetrano. And several others during the course of this game to keep the Sharks in and give them a chance to win. That's all you can ask for a goaltender, especially when he faced 41 shots.
Yeah, he was certainly up to the task. And what I was impressed with was the ability for him to stake square to the shooter, and the rebound control was very sound. His ability to recover in desperation mode shows us his athleticism as well. And you know what? That's all you really want from your goaltenders, to give your team a chance, and he certainly did that.
So the final score, Anaheim 3 and the Sharks 1. Anaheim is 2-0 against the Sharks this season. A 2-0 win on the road on October the 12th, and now tonight here in Anaheim at home, a 3-1 victory. Only one more game played in this series. That'll be April Fool's Day right here at the Honda Center. Anaheim upping its record to 3-2-1 on the season. They have 7 points, while the Sharks, after 7 games, are still looking for their first victory. Again, a lot of good signs here, but they're 0-5-2 under Ryan Warsofsky. The next game for the Sharks will be in Los Angeles 2 nights from now. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.